This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
When we were singing about my first love, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Open my Bible to Revelation chapter 1. And here's John on the Isle of Patmos. He's suffering, and yet he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Here's this incredible voice, like a trumpet, like a trumpet. And it so grabs his attention, you know, and he turned to see the voice. And I believe that many of you've heard God. You've heard God, but is there going to be a turning? He wants you to turn to see the voice. And when he turned and he had such a vision of Jesus Christ, such glory that he couldn't stand. He fell prostrate at his feet like a dead man. And then the Lord began to share the things that he wanted John to write down and send to all the churches, the things which must shortly come to pass. That was how many thousand years ago? What about right now? What an incredible... I've been talking about vision. Without vision, the people perish. That's not us. It's the people who don't know him, that have never heard, never seen. And we are the ones. Jesus cried out. He says, "Here I am. And the children that you have given me, we are for signs and wonders." Each one of you, you know Jesus Christ. You've been called to be a sign and a wonder of his great love. And that when people look to you, the only way you're going to point, all of your life is going to point to him. All of your life will point to him. Everything that you do will point to him. That's a challenge on the church today. We've been given such a great revelation, an incredible revelation. Paul describes it this way. It's a mystery that's been hidden right throughout the ages. It's been hidden, but it's been revealed to us in these last days. This incredible mystery, this incredible great revelation of Christ being in you and in me. In you and in me. Christ in you, it says in Colossians, the hope of glory. What an incredible revelation. As I was thinking, we're singing that song. You know, the first church that he sent the letter to was the church of Ephesus. And he said, "I want to commend you for all the things that you are doing. You've labored, you're working hard, you're believing right." He said, "Of just one thing that you have left your first love." You know what he says? Return, repent, repent, repent and return to your first love. Who's our first? We sang it, Jesus. All that I am, all that we are, we give to you. We want your life to shine through us. We want you more than anything else. We want you. You know what he said to that church? If you don't repent, if you don't repent, I will come and I will remove your lampstand. What's that mean? Lampstand. It talks about light. We are the light of the world. Why? Because Jesus is in us. And this morning, You know how God reveals that light? You know, I think a beautiful story. There's a couple of beautiful stories in the Bible just to depict it. One was a woman who had an alabaster flask of ointment. And while Jesus is in this house, Pharisees are there, all the leaders who know so much about God, know all about God, could tell you everything about God. And they're all there with the disciples. And this woman, who was a woman of not good repute, she comes in, and we know the story that she washes the feet of Jesus with her tears, wipes his feet with her hair. But she broke this alabaster flask of ointment over his head and anointed him. What for? For burial. And it says when the alabaster flask was broken, that the fragrance just filled the whole house. And I tell you that you might be in a place of brokenness now, but if you will allow Jesus to come forth, he will fill the house with his fragrance. He will fill the house with his love, with his mercy, with his power, with his grace. He wants to fill this world with his love, with his power, with his grace, with his mercy. And it's going to be through you and me. We are that alabaster, as it were, flask that needs to be broken, that ointment might flow forth. And the other one is Gideon. In the Old Testament, here's Gideon. He's a man who's called by God, and it's a revelation of God, but he says, I can't do that. And he's wanting to run away from that call, find somebody else. And in the end, he decides that he's going to obey God. And he was told to have put a light in a vessel. And the light was in the vessel. And at a certain time, when he had 300 men against an enemy that was countless. That's just crazy. 300 men, that's all he ended up with, against an enemy that was countless. The Midianites were countless numbers. And yet he told them, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put a light in a vessel, hidden. It was hidden. It couldn't be seen. But he said, at the right time, I want you to break that vessel. Why would he do that? So that the light could be seen, because it was at night time. He broke that vessel so the light could be seen. And then they all yelled out, the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon, and they raced upon the enemy. But when they got there, the Lord had already won the battle for them. They were already giving their life to the battle. They weren't shrinking back. But that when they got there, the Lord had gone ahead of them as they in faith stepped out. But it's that breaking of the vessel for the light to be seen that I want you to get a hold of. Yes, he might be breaking you. And that's what the scripture said he will do, so that Jesus can be seen, so that his light can be seen. Because it's one thing to get a revelation that Christ is in me. It's another thing to say, Lord, I want you to be revealed through me, or revealed in me. It's going to mean a breaking of your life. It's going to mean a losing of your life. Didn't John the Baptist say, he must increase, I must decrease? And so why am I saying all this? I'm saying that to say right now, in this generation where we are, in this place where we are, we've been called to be the light. We've been called to be a light, a city set on a hill. We've been called the salt of the earth. And Jesus said, let your light so shine. Jesus is in you. He's in me, and he's much more than enough. We've heard the words this morning. about the battle and the armor. Well, God's not going to put it on you. He's provided it for you, and it's Christ Jesus. He said, if you will put him on and make no provision for your flesh, no enemy, no foe will stand in front of you. No foe will be able to withstand you. But it means, first of all, putting him on and making no provision for the flesh. That's the call on us. How do you do this? In the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about this incredible revelation that's been given to him, and he passed on him that we are in Christ and he is in us. And he says, because he brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we should show forth his praises. How's it going to happen? There's got to be a breaking. And he tells all this incredible thing that God's done, this incredible revelation, he said. And he says, as you read what God has given me, you'll understand my understanding into the mystery of this revelation. And then he tells each one of them how they should live, how a husband should behave. Love your wife. How you should behave in the workplace. And he says, if you want your light to shine even better, well, praise God when you've got a rotten boss who's abusing you and doing the right thing. Because if you respond with God's love, that light will shine even brighter. Darkness has never comprehended the light. But if you get into self-pity and poor me and angry, you'll never receive or never understand the grace of God. Every area of our lives, he tells us how to respond. That's the real warfare. That's the real battle. That's the real spiritual battle. Wife, husband, children, wherever you are, worker, boss, whoever you are and wherever you are, Christ is in you and he wants to shine forth as you respond in exactly the same way that he responded to everything that came upon him. You know it. I know it. You know it. Return to your first love. Say, Lord, I'm going to obey you because I love you with all my heart. Nothing's going to separate me from your love. A bad boss or whatever, bad situation. No, I'm going to trust you and believe you. Now, how do you do all that? We heard the word of the Lord this morning about be anxious for nothing. You know, that, I just thank you, Jill, for bringing that out, because it's been on my heart all week. God's saying to me, be anxious for nothing. Sometimes you can see things that are wrong and you get stirred up about it. And God said, David, be anxious for nothing. You've got to get into the place where you're believing me. Sometimes that's not easy to do. I tell you, the only place that you can believe in God is in Christ. It's in Christ. Then it's easy. Then it's not hard anymore. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. You know how God asks us to pray? He asks us to pray in faith. We've got to see what he is showing us. We've got to see Jesus, see what he's showing us, and do exactly what he says to do. It's as simple as that. Really as simple as that. You know, we're having that Watchman School of Prayer, and I want to encourage each and every one of you, if you can make that time, do it. Do it. God's just the burden of prayer. They had that prayer for watchmen in the churches. I don't want God to take away the lampstand from this place. There's got to be oil for that light to shine. How do we get the oil? What? By praying. There's a supply of the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says, by praying. Not just some religious duty that we do, but it's getting right before his throne. God, I love you. Whatever you want, show it to me and I will do it. That's what praying's all about. Father, here we are. You have called us out of darkness. You said that we're a chosen generation, that we're a royal priesthood, that we're a holy nation. You've spoken that over us. Lord, we believe it, that we're your own special people. And you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you that you have done that. Doesn't matter where you've been, where you are, or where you've been. He has called you out of that darkness. And it is now high time to awake, to wake up. It's high time. The day's almost, the night is at hand. It's high time to awake out of sleep. The day is at hand. The night's nearly over. The day is at hand. It is high time to awake out of sleep and put on that full armor. How do you do that? By praying always. That's what it says in Ephesians, by praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. All prayer, praying always. God, here we are. Thank you for what you've done in our lives. And now, Lord, we ask that you would reveal yourself in and through us in every area of our life. For the children in this place, Lord, for the men in this place, for the women in this place, for the families in this place, reveal your glory, Lord, as we respond to you. We pray this all in Jesus' name, and we give you all the glory and all the praise, thanking you, Lord, that you're the one that's begun that work. You're the one that will continue that work, and you're the one that will complete that work as we yield to you. That's what we do this morning. We yield afresh, surrender afresh, as it's already been prayed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening, and please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.